Epilogue. Bye bye, Blackbird. I leave you now, a little wiser, a little spent, having listened to scores of CDs, reels, records, cassettes, having listened to, read everything I could get over and over again, trying to discover what your music means, has meant, what a life spent in pursuit of excellence, peak experience, disillusion, cost to yourself, wives, mistresses, family, and friends. Trying to decide on what note an epilogue to a footnote should end, whether with another accolade or attribution of arrogance. I sort out bouquets from sobriquets, rose from thistles, watch as you bristle at this or that description of your art or intent. Did you perform as Charles Fox said, like a man reading from his diary aloud? Were you struck on yourself, shy, proud? Did the notes you held feel like a man walking on eggshells to you? Were you the Picasso of the invisible art, a Brando, Calais, Kazan? Did your ego make a bellows for you to bellow with like Saul? Did the garlands feel like foliage you had to hack through? Or are we all just burning blue to get wherever we were going to, blowing smoke up your ass as we all jockeyed or pulled out to pass? A diamond cutting opaque glass is a lovely metaphor, true. But was it you? You weren't a genius, didn't burn incandescent with insights or intuition so much as you maintained a steady glow that stood as porch light for a house with dozens of rooms. And that light didn't flare like Parker's and need to be replaced right away. It shone for nearly 50 years, burning both hot and cool. Paradox, rare Avis atop the bobbing stock of so many rushes. Did you just want to trill while they spotted chevrons, wing coverts, and scapulars, named you Red Wing for what they saw in their binoculars? I call you Blackbird now to say goodbye to your much-imitated ballad style, but really, you were more of a Quetzal, sartorially splendid, flew high above the canopy, no matter how wounded or prized your plumage. We caught a glimpse of you several times, but have only discarded feathers with which to track your trajectory or triangulate the heights you soared. There are more treasures in Columbia's vaults, falling water and blue skies. These too doubtless will be prized and appraised. Add further rooms, blind hallways, to the amazing maze of doors and portals you created. We'll find more feathers too, but never see you strut or preen in one place, never watch you glide from a low branch on the dewbop tree to some other hybrid variety. And we'll miss that, Miles. We'll need more than pith helmets, binos, and machetes to make our way through the dense rainforest of polytonalities and rhythms you loved. But we'll look for your feathers on the ground. Follow the swath your sidemen cut. Examine stumps. We'll love you madly too, the way you love Duke and Bird, Max, Train, Ahmed, Wayne, all the others you gave thermals on which to soar. You didn't die with a whimper or a roar, but with phrases of broken melody, haunting evasions of and allusions to song, taglines to which we play tag along. Play hide and seek, hoping to see you land once more upon a tree.